News. I'm Keith Peters reporting at this evening's news conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House. President Trump says Palestinians should not return to Gaza.
The Gaza thing has not worked. It's never worked. And I feel very differently about Gaza than a lot of people. I think they should get a good, fresh, beautiful piece of land, and we get some people to put up the money to build it and make it nice and make it habitable and enjoyable.
Trump's proposal appears certain to roil the next stage of talks meant to extend the tenuous ceasefire between Israel and Hamas and secure the release of the remaining Israeli hostages held in Gaza. The Senate has confirmed Pam Bondi as U.S. Attorney General. Her confirmation puts a longtime ally of Donald Trump at the helm of a Justice Department that has already been rattled by the firings of career employees seen as disloyal to the Republican president. Bondi is a former Florida attorney general. The Trump administration is looking into anti-Semitism on 5 college campuses. Correspondent Julie Walker has more on the story.
U.S. Department of Education investigations into allegations of anti-Semitism are opened by the Trump administration at Columbia, the University of California, Berkeley, Northwestern, U of Minnesota, and Portland State University. It's part of President Trump's promise to take a tougher stance against campus anti-Semitism and comes the same time the Justice Department announced a new task force to root out anti-Semitism on college campuses. I'm Julie Walker.
Both nominees, Tulsi Gabbard and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., were approved by Senate committees on party line votes. Gabbard for Director of National Intelligence and Kennedy for Director of Health and Human Services. SRN News. Being LGBT is not much of a barrier in politics anymore.
13 members of the 119th Congress are gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender, tying the last Congress for the most in U.S. history. For the first time ever, a southern state elevated a homosexual candidate. Democrat Julie Johnson is representing Texas in the House. At the state level, 39 states elected at least one LGBT person to their legislature in November, and Hawaii, Iowa, and Missouri elected their first transgender lawmakers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Christian hate crimes are on the rise in Western Europe, and one expert has an explanation. Paul James Griffith is director of Scotland's Christian Heritage Edinburgh, and he says radical Muslims and radical secularists are teaming up to poison the public against the continent's historic faith. James Griffiths tells International Christian Concern from about 2013 things began to change. SRN News. At least 6 people were injured in a shooting attack at a checkpoint in the Israeli-occupied West Bank early Tuesday morning.
The Israeli military says an attacker fired at soldiers at a checkpoint in the village of Tayasir. In a tense exchange, soldiers returned fire and the attacker was killed. Israeli media reports the wounded are soldiers and at least 2 of them are critically injured. Hamas and the smaller Islamic Jihad militant group have praised the attack, but neither have claimed responsibility for it. Meanwhile, Israel has been carrying out an extensive operation in nearby Jenin over the past weeks to clamp down on what it says is military activity in the city. Soldiers and armed bulldozers have caused widespread damage. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Former NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has returned to government in his native Norway as finance minister months before a national election. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.